Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files.
If you're walking down the street or in the grocery store and the label is out from your shirt, someone, man, woman, child, someone will walk up behind you and take their finger and put the label of your shirt in for you. That's New Orleans.
Yana Napoli was born and raised in New Orleans. 5 years ago, when Hurricane Katrina devastated her hometown, she dealt with the tragedy by collecting household drawers.
It was hard living in diaspora, and coming home was very difficult. It's why I collected 750 drawers from in front of abandoned houses, and I understood how hard it was to decide how to rebuild a life.
The artist collected drawers from dressers, kitchen cabinets, desks, and stacked them on top of each other, creating an art installation. One good thing that came out of Hurricane Katrina, says the 64-year-old artist,
you're given this opportunity to not be able to do one habitual act that you have accustomed yourself to. You must think why and what you do.
Flood Wall, Yana Napoli's art installation, deals with loss and identity. One part of the project is to find the owners of the drawers and document their stories. The other part involves asking the viewers, what would you take with you and what would you put back into your drawer? When Flood Wall was exhibited in Poland, she says,
they were so practical. They brought fruit, carrots, and they brought umbrellas. Kids were grand, and everybody around the world brings their pet. That seems to be universal.
Yana Napoli has always been active in empowering people. In 1988, she founded the nonprofit organization YaYa in New Orleans, supporting high school students to become artists and entrepreneurs. In Berlin, the multimedia artist has installed 350 drawers from the streets of New Orleans on a ship, below the deck of the 1920s courier ship at Märkisches Ufer.
I thought how wonderful to float the drawers down the river and pick up drawers from people in Berlin, because everyone here, for different reasons, had to flee once and get the voice of your city. We understand now what it's like to evacuate and come home to nothing.
Flood Wall will be floating around Berlin until the 15th of October. To see photos of the installation on the Kurierschip, stop by nprberlin.de. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.